Hey guys,
we never thought we'd be making this video, but here we are.
We never thought we'd ever record this podcast, but here we are. We would like to, I have made a mistake. I have made a lapse of my judgment.
But I am not that person anymore. I have grown.
We have grown these past 5 weeks that we've missed an upload. and we would like to apologize for that severe and continuous mistake.
But our actions will not be changing in whatsoever.
And we will not take accountability for what we have missed.
You gotta start crying, lady.
They can't see me. you just hear raindrops in the background.
The rain noises. Yeah. Sorry about that. It's been a minute.
Sorry, Thoth. Sorry. How many weeks have we missed?
Probably like 5, 6. I'm sure you all missed us dearly. Yeah. Like crying into your pillow every night.
The last podcast we uploaded was, oh my god, June 23rd.
Oh, so it's been a month.
Well, can we explain why?
Sure, yeah.
We tried recording virtually.
It did not work.
It didn't work.
We had good a couple moments in that pod too.
But I also wouldn't, I don't know, it wasn't great. Mm. It wasn't our best.
No.
We were bored. The chemistry we have in person is so much better than what we have virtually.
We feed off each other's energies.
So that was garbage. And it only recorded my end and not Katie's.
Absolutely, just having a one-sided conversation. A one-sided telephone call.
The video. Oh, hello!
Mrs. CBS, baby! A raccoon.
A raccoon. Porcupine, please. If you watch the video, it's very pathetic. Just a girl talking to herself about Glee. And I don't even know what else we talked about during that episode. Oh, I remember we talked about clothes shopping.
You know, yeah.
But today we also, you know, believe it or not, don't have anything planned. So
it's been a while, so.
It's been a bit.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking about this. In no ways do I ever want to be like James Charles. However, if you think about how successful he was at 19.
It's frightening.
Yeah. He had a house. He had a brand. What am I doing? Watching Netflix?
But do you know what that brand was?
Fair enough. Yeah.
Do you know what he's been riddled with?
Yeah, well.
Lies and fabrications.
Of course. Yes.
Feral activity, if I may add. Hi, sisters. James Charles here.
Did you watch that video I sent you of where he's like, what up, my sisters?
Yeah, you do realize what that's from.
Yep.
Superwoman's video?
Yep.
What is she up to? Lily Singh?
After her Tonight Show thing got canceled.
That was wild.
That was wild.
I think she's a good person, but I just think some of those jokes were not for her. Yeah.
Yeah.
I, since 4 weeks we have met, five, I believe, mm-hmm. five mm-hmm. Thursdays we've missed uploading, I have since joined a tradition.
Oh, yes. I thought you were going to say another dating.
Katie. No, I have not. My dating life is still very boring, and I don't mind it that way.
Fair enough.
Or I just tell myself that, you know?
Yeah, gotta do what you gotta do.
I've since joined a tradition.
Yes. Every Sunday, so I have three siblings. I'm one of four. And they all, like, you know, we're all adults. So every Sunday we try to, like, get together, do, like, a lunch-dinner situation. And, like, usually, like, other people come. It's kind of just, like, whoever shows up, who shows up, comes, friends, family. So, Delaney has now since joined that, and the dynamic has been more favorable for me, at least.
Right, because they just obliterate Katie.
Oh, yeah, and, like, I've noticed now that I'm, like, not the only person that, like, we're, like, the same person. Like,
right.
It's interesting.
Your brother's friend the first time I came, though, literally was like, wow, you guys are, like, the same people. We were like, that's the point.
I will, like, say something after someone says something or, like, sing something, and Delaney will do it at the exact same time.
We're in sync.
Yeah.
It's gonna be me.
I did bye, bye, bye.
Wait, is Gonna Be May in sync?
Yes.
Or is that Backstreet Boys?
No, I went through a Backstreet Boys phase.
Is it Backstreet Boys, Bye Bye Bye?
I Want It That
Way.
No.
No.
Bye 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 is in sync.
Okay.
Backstreet Boys is I Want It That Way.
I want it that way. Tell me why.
That's a good song.
It is. It's a vibe.
It is.
I went camping. That was...
You saw a bear.
We were stalked by a bear. It's fine.
The most male attention.
Everyone... Shut up. Shut up, bruv. Shut up. So that was the original reason why we were gonna miss, like, 1 week.
Right. And then it just kind of morphed. You're working now, so yeah, it's like, just, like, you're it's tired. Like,
full time.
Yeah.
Which is exhausting. Like, oh my gosh, can I say... 2 years, like, do you ever, like, think back about things you used to do and, like, how the heck did I do that and, like, survive that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, even just, like, high school, like, before
senior
the pandemic.
Year. How did I do that?
Yeah, like, before the pandemic, can you imagine going to school for, like, 7 hours a day? Every day you're at school. Well, even, like, my schedule last semester, I was like, oh my god, how did I do that? I was always working or in class. And then, but 2 years ago, 2019, it was the summer before I was cut from the field hockey team. Anyways, so I was still, like, preparing and training for preseason. So I would get up, and we were 15 at the time. You had just turned 16 that summer.
Right.
So we were, like, doing driver's ed and all that jazz. So... I was doing driver's ed twice a week for, like, 5 hours a day.
I remember that. You were, like, always busy. And we were, like, hanging a lot. Like,
yeah. We saw each other, like, at least once a week still.
That's insane.
And I was at... I worked out. I lifted every morning for, like, 2 hours. And then I would have, like, some sort of field hockey camp training or activity at night. And it's, like, it's a full-time job. Mm-hmm. Like...
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I don't know how I did it.
I get exhausted just by waking up sometimes.
No, and that's the truth of adulthood. Like,
I get overwhelmed by my responsibilities.
Yeah.
But I dodge all of them.
Absolutely.
And put them off.
Like, we're talking about loans this weekend in my
house. I had to do that yesterday.
And I literally had
a panic attack. I just sat there shaking and I'm like, I can't breathe.
I don't want to, like... I'm very blessed to say that my parents, like, manage that.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I do basically everything else for myself. But, like, they manage a lot of, like, the financial situation. Mm-hmm. My mom does. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Dad. But, like, this is the first time they've asked me to, like, handle a loan.
I know. My dad's like, what do you think? Like, which option? I'm like, what would you do? Yeah. He's like, no, this is, like, your future. You need to decide. I'm like, huh? What? I don't know what I'm going to be doing in 5 years.
Yeah. It's scary, but we're getting through it. Like... I hate when people are... Well, I don't hate, but it's, like, frightening to me when people are like, your 20s are so hard. I'm like, this is hard. Like, this is hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, this is... I don't know. I didn't expect to get so deep right now. Or, like,
I know, just
so vulnerable. But, like, it's so hard. Like, yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's because we're...
There's more expectations on you now. You're not expected just to be, like, a child. And, like, you can kind of do what motivates you and, like, your own...
No, but I'm saying, like...
I don't know. Like...
2021 and this year and, like, the end of 2020 were not favorable.
No.
And,
like, we're starting off in that, too. Like, adulthood starting off in a pandemic where things are not normal.
I don't know.
It's stressful.
It's wild. And we're, like, going into a recession. Anyways.
We need a more lighthearted topic.
We wanted to do something we saw on TikTok.
Ugh. My family vetoed that.
They completely vetoed it.
Steamrolled me, if you will.
Steamrolled us. It's called this TikToker. Let me find his name.
Yeah.
Pointless Drama Island. And it's literally just, like, a group of, like, what, 10 friends?
Yeah.
And they just, like,
vote each other off
with, like, a confessional. And it's so funny and, like, so good.
My family said no.
And they said, like, no, thank you.
And they're like, if we do, we're just voting you out. And I'm like, that is offensive.
I wouldn't vote you off.
You'd go with the majority. Oh! Can we? Can I, like, discuss Big Brother? There's so many things you don't know, and I feel like I need to talk to someone about this, because
Oh my god. Can I promise you something?
What?
Okay. Next Sunday... Okay. Next Sunday, I can... We can record again.
Okay.
So this week, I promise I will catch up.
There's so much going on, especially with the live feeds.
Really?
Yeah, the people you liked at the beginning, you will hate.
Okay, I promise I will catch up and write notes.
Okay, because I have a lot to say.
This will now be my full-time job.
The snake man Elvis guy. Oh, that man annoys me. Cannot stand
him. What about the cute guy with glasses?
Kyle?
Yeah.
We like Kyle.
Okay, we like Kyle.
Joseph has skyrocketed, in my opinion. He's even hotter than he was.
Really?
He, the only person defending Taylor.
Okay, so next week, our podcast will be dedicated to Big Brother.
So much is going
on. So take notes, and I will write things down.
Can I tell you who the last person voted out was, or do you want to be surprised?
No, I know, but I don't know a face to a name yet, so that's not really going to do anything for me.
This one girl is trying to go after Kyle. Her name's Alyssa, and Kyle is not reciprocating.
I am so happy you're watching Big Brother now, because
she wants a showmance, and he's not about it. And he's like, I will vote you off. He didn't say that to her, but his lies, he's like, I'm going to vote her off.
Oh my god.
And she, like, is following him around everywhere.
T.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
It's insane.
Because I have been a Big Brother girl for, like, years.
I was more of a Survivor girl, but Survivor's not on right now, so.
Yeah. But Big Brother is wild because you're, like, Survivor's, like, pre-recorded, but Big Brother, they, like, take footage from the day before or days before and then edit it. And
you cannot make someone look good if they're just being themselves on Big Brother. And that's part of the issue.
Especially
because people
on the
are trying to backtrack. And they're like, no, we were best friends. But I'm like, the live feeds
say otherwise. And people screen record and post stuff.
Yes. Yep.
So next week, Big Brother episode.
Yeah.
Be ready for that. This is the first season Katie's ever watched. So, like, next week, I can like, reference other people who they remind me of.
I've heard everyone, like, loves Big Brother 10. Apparently.
Okay.
But I've watched, like, one or two episodes.
Is that a season with Memphis? Is Memphis in that?
Yeah.
Ugh, we don't like Memphis.
Do we like, the teacher guy?
Dan?
Yeah.
Yeah, we love Dan.
What about Jerry, the old guy?
I don't know too much about Jerry.
That girl, the hairdresser, she's so annoying.
Couldn't tell. Does she have a Jersey accent?
Yeah, she wears a wig and got in a fight with someone on day one.
What's her name? She's blonde?
I don't know. I thought she was redhead.
Oh, Rachel?
No.
Oh, okay. We'll talk about... I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. I haven't seen too many older seasons, but I've been, like... I watch YouTube videos on all that. Mm-hmm. I'm, like, such a Big Brother fan.
I'm that way about Survivor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. The girlies are uniting. So, yeah. Wait, but you had something to tell me about a book?
This book was the most frustrating thing I've ever read. So, for my birthday, I said to my mother, all I want is for you to take me to Barnes & Noble. There I am, perusing. And I pick up this book, and it looks really good. And it's by an author that has a book that everyone loves, and it's, like, highly acclaimed, and apparently it's really, really good. So I'm like, she wrote that book, so she must have written another good book. So I buy it. When I tell you, this book makes me all shades of angry. Should I read you the synopsis and then...
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, before you do so, I didn't want to interrupt you, but Pointless Drama Island on TikTok is by a creator with the username CEEJ and then 3/8 afterwards, so like Siege. I'm gonna assume that's how it's pronounced.
I was looking at the book, but I just got an email from the place where I got my loan for school.
Yeah.
I have to read you what they said. It's like obviously like automatic, like it's automated. They're like, so now we're parentheses members with benefits.
We told that story on the podcast, right?
Yeah, it literally says now we're friends and members and benefits. That makes me uncomfortable. Do not. I just need your money. Do not try to make me a friends with benefits.
Yeah, you're friends with benefits with your bank.
Oh, okay.
How does that feel? Not great. Well, they're giving you money.
They are. I guess that's the benefit. But yeah. We're not friends.
Show your daddy.
Okay.
That you have to pay back.
What? This was named the best romance book of 2018. I would like to revoke that statement. And
well, 2018 was 4 years ago.
I have to, I when I tell you, there was like a big twist that was leading up to this. When I tell you, when I read the twist, I burst out laughing.
Read me the synopsis, please.
Okay. Sorry. The moment she met Callan Hayes, 11-year-old Jessica Cresswell knew she.
Pause. She's 11.
Yeah, so this is like friends to lovers later on in life. So they have like their childhood friends and then they meet up later in life.
Okay, resume.
Knew he was a broken prince. Her prince. They became each other's refuge, a safe and magical place for their troubles to live. Until the day Callan kissed her. Jessica's first real kiss. Whatever.
How old was she?
Disappeared from her life without a word. 13.
Okay.
Yeah.
Better than me.
Years later, everyone knows. You are derailing this.
What did you expect?
Fair enough. Years later, everyone knows who Callan Hayes is. Famous composer. Infamous bad boy. What no one knows is Callan's music is locked up deep inside, trapped behind his own inner demons.
Music?
Yeah. It's only when he withdraws to France to drink his way through the darkness that Callum stumbles on to the one person who makes the music return. Jesse. His Jesse.
Like 7 years later, at least?
No, more than 7 years. Like, probably a decade. More than a decade.
So they're rekindling something that happened when they were 13.
Yes.
Okay.
Anyway, so, like, I want you to guess, based on the title, so he's a musician. The title is More Than Words. I want you to guess what this big twist is, why he thinks he can never be with her, why this millionaire can never be with this girl that he loves.
Okay, is he gay?
No.
Think
the title. There's some clues there.
More Than Words.
This big twist.
Does he have a stutter?
This big twist that we're building to. It was like this awful thing that like ruined his childhood, his past, why he can't be with her, his inner demons.
Does he have a stutter?
No.
More than words. Does he have dyslexia?
He just never learned how to read. That's why he cannot be with this girl. And it was like this big moment they were fighting. She's like, why can't you be with me? He's like, I can't read! When I tell you, I started laughing.
Can you imagine that?
He's a billionaire, and he's walking around. He just can't read. And I'm like...
It's giving Lea Michele.
Literally, I'm like, is this about Lea Michele?
Can you... And this was, like, raved about.
Yes, and that was a big twist that we were supposed to be like, oh, wow, this poor man. I'm
so...
Like, you can hire someone to learn how to read.
So, how is he writing his music?
I don't know. There's no words to it.
It's more than words, actually.
Exactly.
I
was like, what?
So you're telling me this man is legal to drink, but he can't read.
He cannot read. And when I tell you this was the most problematic main man I've ever seen.
Was there any redeeming qualities to
this
book? Was there any spice?
Not good. Literally, though, like... She's like, it's okay, I can help. We can hire a tutor. He's like, no, I don't want to. And then sleeps with another woman.
Are you kidding
and
me?
And compares her to someone in her past that, like, was awful to her.
So how does he use
And then they get back together. He's like, I learned how to read for you. Literally, he's like, look, he gives her a note and is like, I'm sorry. She's like, I'm going to take you back because you've learned how to read and write for me.
How long was this book?
Like 300 pages. And the whole crux of the big twist was he can't read.
This is jarring to me.
Yeah.
How did he use his phone?
He didn't. He used voice, like, text to speak.
They explained that in the novel?
Yeah. And it was so sudden. There was no, like, leading up to it. He's just like, I can't read. I was like, what? There was no mention beforehand. He just drops it.
Why don't we Google some online reviews?
They were all raving, and I was like, what is this? I'm only seeing good reviews, and I'm like, this was awful, and I did not enjoy
it. Maybe the publishing company did that.
I literally, like, that's how you're going to apologize? Being like, I'm sorry. No.
It was... Oh my god, it's by, like, an author you like.
I know! Which I'm like, what is going on?
Do we call her out? Mia Sheridan, your book sucks.
Yeah, more than words, more like... I don't know. I can't think of a good comeback.
Oh my god.
It was not good. I'm like, really? He can't read? That's your big twist.
You're right. All the reviews are like 5 stars.
Literally, he's like, you're just like your dad. I'm gonna go sleep with another woman now. Bye. And she's like, brokenhearted. And he's like, I'm sorry.
65% of the reviews are 5 stars. 20% of the reviews are 4. This is on Amazon. And literally, like, a total of 15% of the views are... The reviews are 3 stars or less.
Crazy.
Let's read the 1 stars. Could not finish the book.
Period.
By Eric Andrew.
Yes, Eric.
After 4 chapters...
He didn't even get to the twist.
I could not continue reading this book. I had to stop. Even if a story doesn't hold my interest, I persist in finishing. I choose because I enjoy diversity and what I read for...
There was no diversity in this book. They were all white. What are you talking about?
I think he's talking about, like, diversity in genre. I choose... Okay, well, he can't even write. I choose because I enjoy diversity in what I read, but for me, the story is weak, the dialogue is terribly rough.
Yep.
The reviews seem to endorse the book,
yep.
So give it a try and see what you think. A Kindle customer explains, 1 star, hero needs meds, not yes. romance.
Yes! 100% period!
Oh dear! Starts with oh dear. Oh dear. Usually it's martyred heroines we criticize. This time the hero is too silly for words.
Yes.
Supposedly he's a wildly successful musician who stumbles around with his father's abusive voice literally in his head at all times.
Yeah.
This guy needs meds, not romance.
Period. And a tutor. So.
1 star. I never thought I would be unable to finish a book written by Mia Sheridan. Archer's voice, Kyland, Ramsey, Preston's Honor, and most of all you, were all some of my favorite books. I was encouraged by the first few chapters, but I slowly lost interest in the story and the characters. Too much time spent on the translation of some ancient document.
Yeah, it was super boring.
I would put this book on the category of dull. Brutal.
It was pretty bad. I laughed a lot during this book, but not at the humor, but just the premise.
Okay, last 1 star review. What happened? Not sure what is going on, Mia, but your stories used to have depth, wonderful storyline, and intense buildup. Now it doesn't even hold my attention. Half or more of this book is the supposed translation of an ancient document of a love story that happened in the 1700s. The rest, so shallow that the book really did not hold my attention. Mm-hmm. I think the pressure of coming out with a book as frequently as publishers want, if possible, every week, sacrifices... What? They write a book every week?
I'm sure they meant every year.
Wild. Sacrifices the content and depth of the plot. I am disappointed, Mia. I have bought almost all of your books. I used to love your writing style, but now not so much. That's brutal.
Yeah, it was really bad.
So what are the 5 stars saying?
I don't know, because the big twist was literally, like, I'm used to, like, generic things and, like, books, and, like, the big twists aren't really... But literally, your big buildup was, I can't read. Like, me either, dude! What's so special about that?
Oh my god, this review is, like, 4 paragraphs long.
Jeez.
Should we read?
Do we?
Okay. 5 stars. This book is definitely one of my favorites I have read this year. I have to mentally prepare myself to read a book by Mia Sheridan, but it is with great excitement and anxiety fluttering in my chest.
This was the lowest rated book I read this summer.
OT.
It was worse than the cheat sheet.
You think so?
Yes.
And that had worse reviews.
Yeah.
Okay. I know her books are going to rip my heart open and then somehow beautifully put it back together.
No, it didn't.
And that is exactly what this one did.
No.
More Than Words was written in such a way that it magically intertwined history, music, and the bonds of childhood to create a heartfelt and passionate life story between Callan and Jesse. I am here to save you. She's quoting the book.
That should tell you something if I laugh at something from the book.
Each time this line was said in the book, I lost a little piece of my heart to these two characters.
That's what happened.
When Callan and Jesse initially met each other, they are both seeking refuge from their broken homes and lives. Their instant friendship and easiness with each other was born... What? Was both endearing and portrayed so naturally. I loved their world of make-believe in fairy tales and how they each played a part in them as they escaped their own reality. They're like 26-year-old people.
No, this is when they were like 10 to 13.
Okay.
Yeah.
My heart was teetering as the years went on and they each invested more in their relationship. Oh, Callan. Oh, Callan, he is both broken and a genius.
No, he's not. He can't read. And he cannot maintain. He's giving Harden vibes, honestly.
None of them are mentioning the fact that he can't read.
He's giving Harden vibes. Very just like, we'll do problematic things. And like,
it's not Truffle.
Yeah. It was really not
good. You wasted 300 pages. How long did that take you to read?
2 days.
Brutal.
Yeah, I was very disappointed. I was like...
Why did you keep going through it? Because you paid for it?
I didn't get to the I can't read until, like, the last quarter of it. And then I'm like, okay, how are you going to justify breaking up with someone over the fact that you can't read?
And she gets back together with him?
Yeah, because he's like, I'm sorry.
After... After she cheats on him?
He cheats on her.
He cheats on her,
and
sorry?
Compares her to her abusive father. Yeah. And she's like, okay. I didn't even tell you about the worst part!
What?
At the beginning of the book, he's a raging alcoholic. I forgot because of this book, literally. Anyway, he's a raging alcoholic. Then when he meets her again, they're like, whatever. And then they have their cute little summer moment. They have, like, a summer fling. And then he does that. And then he, like, she finds out she's pregnant. What? Yeah. And I think that's probably why she took him back so easily. But, like, can you imagine? And then they just live their life in France.
Wow.
It was really... That was, like, this...
I want that to be a movie.
Why?
I need to see a serious actor look me in the face...
I can't read.
...and go,
read.
I can't do this anymore. I can't read. I am illiterate. And with all my money from being a successful musician, I have not reached out to any tutors because I am so embarrassed. But you know what I can do? I can cheat on you, baby.
And drink more alcohol.
Exactly.
Yeah.
How did he know what alcohol he was buying?
How did he know he was in France? Like, he's just walking around?
How did you get on a plane? How did you get a passport?
How did you read the signs in the airport to get on the right plane?
I think it's a little suspicious.
Could be.
He has a scribe. Like, someone just...
Now that I think about it, he did bring a friend on this, like, France getaway. So maybe that was his, like, Jonathan Groff?
What?
Like, oh! Yeah. Could be.
Wild.
Yeah, so... I should show you the list of, like, the books I've rated really low.
Yeah.
I've only read one book so far that I've given a 9.
What would that be?
The Long Game by Rachel Reed.
Lawn? L-A-W-N?
Long. Like, for the long term. Yeah. It was really cute.
Oh.
Yeah.
How many books have you read this summer?
Like... Probably, like, 30-35.
That's a lot of books.
Yeah.
Is that all you do after work?
Ow!
I'm just asking.
No, but, like, most nights I don't sleep very well.
Oh.
Very much of an insomniac, so, like...
Fair enough.
Yeah.
better than being on your phone.
Yeah.
Which is what I do, so.
It's a toss-up.
Have you seen any good new shows lately besides Big Brother? Wait, can we talk about High School Musical, the musical, the series?
Right. I've heard some things.
Did you see them on the red carpet together?
Yes. They did not look very comfy.
They were pouting shoulders. They were laughing.
I think it was a PR stunt. Especially now that, like, Sabrina Carpenter came out with her new album.
Which, her music is incredible. Great.
Yes.
Should we rank Lizzie McAlpine's new album?
McAlpine? McAlpine?
McAlpine?
What?
McAlpine?
McAlpine?
Oh, I've been pronouncing it wrong this entire time. I just didn't notice the letter. Got it.
Yeah.
Should we rank her new album?
I think so. I already know my number one.
Doomsday?
Yes.
Yeah.
I love that song.
The collab with Phineas? So good.
Her collab with John Mayer? Incredible.
Right. That one.
I listen Froggy to
Mouth.
Fair enough.
Is that how people's lips look? Where you come from in the south?
He's from Connecticut, but nice try.
Whatever. Connecticut should not be considered part of New England.
I know. It really isn't.
It's giving Pennsylvania energy.
It's giving Rhode Island energy.
But Rhode Island is New England.
Yeah, but like, just barely.
Can I say something vulnerable yet brave?
If it's... Okay, yeah.
I think you know what I need to do.
You need to go to the bathroom. What episode would it be without... I guess you've all missed this. We will be back after Delaney's bathroom break. Okay, welcome back.
It's CBS, baby.
What were we talking about?
Nothing. We were talking about John Mayer's frog mouth.
He does indeed have a frog mouth.
Okay, so next week we'll do The Big Brother. Mm-hmm. The week after we'll rate Lizzie McAlpine's.
Alpine,
whatever. Alpine Slide's new album. Yes. Oh, pause for playing.
Ooh. Wow, this one's a doozy.
Unfortunately, there's no new problematic Matthew Morrison news. Ugh. At least that I'm aware of.
He had a picnic with people.
I saw that on TikTok.
We have not talked about the whole Lea Michele, Fanny Bryce situation.
Well, I knew she was booked for it, but
yeah. Did you know Jane Lynch is leaving the day before? So she doesn't have to perform with her? I think that's iconic behavior.
That is such a Sue Sylvester move.
Yeah, 100%.
You know what? I stupidly didn't realize that this is the only time, or like, this is the first time they've revived it since the original cast.
Yeah.
So I was listening to a few like bootlegs of it, and is Beanie Feldstein?
Mm-hmm. Not good.
Not the best.
Okay.
Not the best.
But did they have to replace her with Lea Michele?
She's the only logical person.
Ugh.
You know it.
She's difficult, but she sure can sing.
Yeah. In the words of Kurt Hummel.
Mm.
But, like, I think part... I saw a TikTok, like, dissecting why they think it's not working. Mm. It's because the orchestra was so heavy in the first run of the show with Barbara Streisand, icon. And so, excuse me. And something fell out of my phone. I did not just fart. I just
oh my God, you could just move far.
No, I'm the type of person who feels the need to announce every awkward situation so that it feels less awkward. Like, should we finish the thought and then move on? Let's finish the thought. I saw a TikTok.
Oh, gosh.
Saying, oh my God, you're yawning.
I'm sorry. It's just an advert.
Okay, let's move on.
No, the orchestra was too heavy.
Orchestra wasn't heavy enough. It was too...
I also heard... sorry. I heard people saying that she's, like, more of a comedic actor rather than, like, a singer. And that's, like...
How dare you rush me?
Sorry, go ahead.
I was done. It was nothing point. of significance in my point of speaking. Then again, is there ever?
I think so. Yeah.
What is that noise? Oh.
Has there been anything interesting going on with you?
What I was saying.
Right, sorry.
Before I had a little
aneurysm?
ADHD moment? I don't know if that's okay to talk about. People get offended when, like, you say, like, you have an ADHD moment or an OCD moment and you don't have those things.
Well, yeah.
I don't articulate my words enough. I was saying, are you the type of person in an awkward situation to, like, announce the awkward...
No.
Okay.
I will slink back into the background and hope you forget I exist.
Because I will announce it. Like, if I'm at the gym and I make awkward eye contact with somebody, I, like, wave or, like, say, oh my god, we just made awkward eye contact, or, oh, that was awkward.
I would run away.
I have. I believe I've told that story on the pod.
Yeah.
I have run away.
Mm-hmm.
Regrettably so.
What could have been?
Stop. But, like, what first comes to mind is the uncomfortability of, like, Socratic seminars.
Did I send you that
You did send me that TikTok.
Mm-hmm. I'm so glad. I don't want to jinx it because I am taking another English course next semester, but, like, I'm so glad I'm done Socratic seminars.
I liked them.
Well, but the people in our class made it difficult.
Drag them.
Well, because you know the same, like, 4 or 5 people would talk.
Yeah, and I am one of them.
No, remember, these certain people would talk and talk and talk.
I remember a peer of ours called them out one day when they were not there, and our teacher was like, that would have been very hurtful if they were here.
Yeah.
But all of us were like, well. Yeah. I need to hear who the same people you think are after the pod.
Okay. But yeah. And then, like, I would say, like, because, you know, we were graded on how often we spoke.
No.
And the quality, I should say.
Yes.
Yeah. And the worst part is our senior year, too, half of us were remote and half of us were in person.
Cohorts.
So we would have to, like, unmute ourselves and try to get in before the people in the classroom would talk.
Well, we would raise our hand. And literally. Then by the time it got to your turn, like, the point was already discussed.
Right. Yeah.
So. Or sometimes some people would literally say the exact same thing that somebody else just said.
Mm-hmm.
And our teacher would have to be like, so they actually just said the exact same thing.
She was a sweetheart. She really did her best.
She was the best.
But I remember sophomore... I think I've told you this story before, but when I was in my sophomore year, my brother was in his senior year. And so this particular teacher taught sophomores and juniors. So my sophomore year, he had her as a senior teacher. I did not have her that year, but Delaney did. And so I was going with him after school, and she was helping another student. She's like, remember when Delaney said this in class? And I was like, oh, Delaney. She was like, praising your Socratic seminar method. I was like, oh.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like I briefly remember you telling me about this, but I didn't remember. Yeah. You know what I love? I love when, like I was seeing a friend, hanging out with a friend yesterday. She listens to the pod. Shout out!
I'd be remiss if I did not shout out. Hi, Amelia. Now that you've found this podcast, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I don't know who Amelia is.
T.
Not T. I'm not dragging Amelia.
She's a very nice person.
Okay. Hello, Amelia. When I hear that name, I think of Amelia Bedelia. Did you read those books?
Yes, I shelve those books constantly.
And she draws the curtains.
Yeah.
Beautiful drawings, paintings. Amelia. She dresses the turkey. And puts a tie on it. Anyways.
The turkey.
So sorry. I love when, like, people, like, outwardly express, like, their appreciation for other people. Like, and you just, like, forget something that you did. Like, yesterday I was with my friend, and she was like, I'll never forget in sixth grade when you, like, it was, like, something so simple. Like, we had to do, like, snack buddies for softball. Mm. And I guess, like, she had forgotten her snack for the day. So when somebody forgets your snack and you're a snack buddy, like, they don't get their snack.
In
weird. Whatever.
Grade?
Softball.
Oh, got it. I was like, I don't remember.
I was a manager.
Oh, okay, Mr. Manager.
No, that means you're cut from the team.
Oh. I'm so sorry. I don't know how sports work.
Yeah, when you're a manager.
I don't know. I thought it was like a team captain kind of thing.
Anyways, so she had forgotten her snack, and I, like, still gave her her snack. I, like, hid it in her bag at the end of the day. And she's like, I'll never forget that. And I was like, I literally forget that I did that. But, like, that's the same thing. Like, I don't remember you telling me that. But I like being reminded.
Mm.
Little, all these little things.
You can't go to bed without a cup of tea. And
maybe that's the reason that you talk in your sleep. And do you want to go high or low?
Low.
Okay.
We're going for the chorus? Going for the money note?
Okay. Where are you starting?
I don't know.
It's I won't let these little things slip.
Okay.
I feel like I should adjust according to you.
Okay.
You go.
Can I make a bold yet kind of embarrassing statement?
Yes.
So one of my most streamed songs last month was Manor Muppet. And I have no justifiable reason for that. It just is how it is. So.
Well, for a while, it was in my cup.
Oh, we don't need to talk about that.
My cup. Same.
That makes me clench and
stop.
And I am in pain when I.
There are certain words that I just really don't like the sound of. Clench being one of
Fair. Never mind. It was a word we had talked about before. Not on the pod, but.
What word?
If I say the word box?
I thought it was pocket.
It was honey box.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, pocket is another.
Yeah, I don't like that word.
Honey box.
Ew. I don't like that. Anyway.
Stinky. Hate the sound of that.
Okay. I don't like the word juice.
Yeah.
It just doesn't vibe with me.
It ain't my fault that I'm out here getting loose. Gotta blame it on my juice. Gotta blame it on my juice, baby.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That reminded me. I think it's funny that, like, men have to justify liking something. So, like, sometimes I'll be scrolling on TikTok and it's, like, ask those questions of, like, they ask, like, professional sports team, like, oh, what's your guilty pleasure song? And they're just, like, naming, like, normal songs that are on the radio, but they have to, like, justify it because it's, like, considered feminine.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, you can like Lizzo. You can like One Direction.
You know what I think is amazing? Any form of masculinity is always afraid of some form of femininity.
Yeah.
Isn't that wild?
It's crazy.
Like, I am afraid of men, but I am not afraid by, like, their masculinity.
No. Like, God forbid.
Okay. Great topic. I was talking to my, we were talking about types the other day at lunch.
I have a conversation based on that as well.
And I was saying, like, one of my coworkers was like, well, you like Harry Styles. I was like.
Who doesn't?
Yes. He's like. Very comfortable in his masculinity and, like,
genuine.
Hot.
Yeah.
And one of my coworkers was like, well, he dresses like a woman. Like, he's, like, the epitome of a woman. And I was like, you need to understand that, like, women, I don't want to speak for women, but also I'm speaking for women. Because most women find a man who is comfortable enough in his masculinity to paint his nails,
100%.
Wear jewelry,
yes,
wear feminine, traditionally feminine clothing, like, 100%. That is attractive.
Yeah.
And they were like, no, well, he's just a woman then. And I'm like, that's not
how it works.
He's very much a man who is just comfortable in his sexuality and his masculinity. Like, God forbid 100%. You wear moisturizer. What?
Skincare, who's that?
You know what's hilarious to me? Like, I feel like I have met some men that would be intimidated by sunscreen.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Like, skin cancer is just reserved.
And that's, like, Andrew Tate. It's just very much, like, this most problematic man.
Yeah, we all know him. There's,
I have said this. Women cannot do absolutely anything or enjoy anything without having it been, like, ripped down and undermined. And literally, women cannot like popular things because, you're, like, every other girl. But if you like pick-me. Anything, like, you're being a pick-me girl. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, can I just exist?
I've recently, like, I don't know why, but I felt this pressure in, like, middle school and high school to like pretend to like things because it's the mainstream.
I was the opposite way. I wanted to be different, so I pretended not to like popular things.
Yeah.
Like, so for a while, I don't like popular music. Pop music is awful. I don't like it. And now I'm like, if I like it, I like it. So what?
Yeah. For a while, I like pretended that I understood football and or was interested, and now I'm just like, don't care.
I don't like football, but take me to a hockey game.
Right, but that's not for the game.
Sometimes.
It's like not for the plot. Around. Yeah.
I'm like, whoa, I can never do that. They're so coordinated and graceful. Dare I say, they'd hate me saying that, but they're graceful.
So hopefully some of them wouldn't hate me saying that. Mm-hmm. But we got on the conversation of the male versus the female gaze.
Yes.
And they just like...
Yes.
Even my female coworker was not vibing with the conversation. And I was like, babe... You're criticizing yourself because you're like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I have to hear you guys objectify women all day long and I can't like, and I don't get it.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
They literally are like so fragile.
It's wild.
Yeah.
Like, God forbid I suggest you wear some hand cream.
You know what that quote sounded like?
What?
It's just a moist towelette. What is your problem, Finn? It's just a moist towelette.
Him wearing a full face of kids makeup, and he's upset by the moist towelette. Yep.
But that's masculine.
That is the male gaze.
Literally. Kiss is masculine, but... Wear some eyeliner, and oh God. Whatever.
Crazy. And genuinely, like, do you think there, even if it's ever discussed, I don't think men or straight cis men will ever understand, like, the female gaze. Or, like, well, obviously not, but, like, as a female, as a female, I hate when men call girls females. Yeah.
I'm not like
as a woman, I think I can pretty much pinpoint the male gaze. Yep. They think women are attracted to buff,
big muscles, like,
cut abs.
Very much like manly man.
Yeah, like short hair.
Yeah.
But.
No.
Nope.
No.
Not necessarily.
Absolutely not.
Isn't that crazy?
And I wouldn't say I have a type. Like, I'm not someone who's like, they have to be this tall with this hair color.
No, of course not.
It's like.
Everybody has a trend of like.
You think?
I guess not. But there are, like, features that you find more attractive than others.
Fair. But I wouldn't, like, discredit, like, someone based on their body type.
Absolutely. And I think we talked about this before, like, on dating apps and stuff, I always was so conscious of my body, and, like, I didn't even consider, like, shaming somebody else because of
absolutely
theirs.
Absolutely not, yeah.
And it's, like, why... It's ruined our generation.
Literally, though. I don't know.
Scary.
It's pretty frightening.
Because I think we're the first, I mean, maybe some millennials, but, like, I think we're the first generation to, like, people do not know how to socialize and or, like, date.
Yeah, no, absolutely
not. In the traditional, not even traditional sense, but, like...
Like, meeting someone, like, conventionally. Yeah. Like, organically, I should say.
Like, I don't think meeting somebody in college is really an option anymore.
Especially not...
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no.
It's wild.
I agree.
And, like, your only option is to do... Well, not only option, but one of the only options of meeting people in an efficient and easy way is dating apps.
Right. And I mean, the whole aspect of, like, hookup culture, too, is just...
It's crazy.
Yeah, it makes very difficult to be...
Also, I feel like it's probably backwards, but, like, if somebody were to come up to me in person and pursue me, or the opposite way, mm-hmm. and ask me out on a date... You would be?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little jarring, but I feel like I would feel safer knowing that they, like, came up to me and asked me versus, like, meeting somebody I met on the internet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, because there's some sort of, like, familiarity with...
Like, setting up dates, like, through dating apps is so weird and scary.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
And I've done it. I don't know if I'd do it again. But, like, I don't know. I'd rather, like, somebody come up to me in a familiar setting and be like, hey. I mean, I don't know how we know how I've responded. But, like, I don't know. Just, like, dating in general is so frightening. And to, like, to know that people, like my grandparents were married at, like, 21, 22. Oh.
I know.
And all my family is like, there's time. And I feel like...
When?
It's not going to be cute anymore when it's, like, mid-20s.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
there's not 100%. Really any more time. And, like, my aunt married into a family that already had children. Like, my... Like...
Yeah.
Her partner already had children. So it's, like... That's the exception, not the rule.
Mm-hmm.
It's scary. I think about this stuff all the time.
See, I disassociate from all that and read my trashy romance books.
I think about it, though, and it's, like, I do not want to be in this town when I'm, like, 40 and, like, mm-hmm. sitting and, like, having never loved anyone.
Oh. Wow. That's deep.
But, like...
Yeah, no, I agree.
But you also have to think, although, like, time seems like it's going by scarily fast.
Yeah.
Like, frightening. But also, by the time we're 40, we will have lived, like, a whole other life of what we've already lived. It's, right. like, 20 more years. You know mm-hmm. what I mean?
Well, I think a lot can happen, like...
Absolutely, a lot can happen in a
you
year.
You could be listening to this for, like, 2 years from now and be, like, in the happiest relationship you've ever been in, so...
You know what I love? I love that we, like, you write music and I write poetry because my dream...
We could be a duo.
Right. My dream is to read, like, a poem that I wrote at my wedding and, like, oh, be like, I wrote this when I was 19 and, like, afraid.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, I just feel like that's...
Yeah. Well, I'm actually, like, working to put music out, like...
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
That's so exciting.
So, hopefully that works out well. I don't know. I think at first I was trying to write based on things I had heard, like, you know what I mean? Kind of, like, based
Absolutely.
On experiences that I had not experienced myself. And, like, shifting away from that and getting a little bit more personal, well, it's, like, difficult. But I think it's producing better music. Like, I wrote a song about, like... being in love, and I'm like, I don't know what that feels like, and this does not feel authentic. They're just words on a page to me.
Yeah.
So, I'm like, I don't wanna, like, put more time and effort into this, because I don't, like, you know?
Yeah. Like, I listen to spoken words about, like, being in love and, like, feeling that emotion, and it's like, I can empathize with it.
Right.
But I've never... I can't empathize, but I can sympathize.
I can try to... replicate,
yeah,
but it's not coming from a place where I personally can speak to it.
Also, you just feel like bored by it because
exactly
you've never...
I'm like, I don't want to sing this and play this because like it doesn't mean anything to me. So you can say it sounds like a good song, but it's not like coming from a place where I feel like I don't know.
No, that's valid. I don't know.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm like, ugh, does it ever get easier?
I don't know.
Let's hope so.
Mm.
I'm, like, already having a crisis about graduating college. Like...
I don't even want to think that far ahead.
I'm going to be a junior in college in December.
Oh my god. Jesus.
Because I was a semester ahead. So it's like, I don't know. Wild.
Mm.
Wild.
Indeed. That is crazy.
Ugh. We're growing up so fast. Will you... Oh, this is a question.
Mm-hmm.
If If our class ever hosts it, would you go to a reunion?
Like our high school?
Yeah. I would go if you go.
Maybe.
I need to see, like...
Yeah. There's a couple people from our high school that I'd
Because
like.
I feel like definitely all the popular kids would show up.
Because, duh.
Yeah.
I feel like some of the nerdy kids would try to go.
I want to see who gets messy drunk and, like... Because my mom's been to hers, yeah. And, like, she says that people get, like, absolutely plastered. Like...
I would need some drinks to get through that, yeah.
Too. But still, like... I wonder if people, like, meet at high school reunions, like...
That sounds like a book I would read.
That does.
And then they find out that one of them can't read, so...
Crazy. What year do they normally start those? 5 or 10?
5, 10, yeah.
5 years.
Here's the thing. Would you go to your college?
No.
Really?
I don't know enough people.
I feel that way, yeah.
Like people do college reunions?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah.
I feel like reunions are kind of like...
Well, not like reunions, but it's like the alum. It's like alum weekends.
Oh. Yeah. I don't know. That feels a little...
Yeah.
I peaked in...
College?
Yeah. Which, God, I hope not. I really... Are you ever, like, concerned that, like, your peak has passed?
Yeah. I think I peaked in high school.
Me too.
I was a lot more social and outgoing, and that's saying something because I was not very social and outgoing in high school.
I'm not gonna... This might... I won't say it.
Lay it on me.
I was gonna say, like, a lot of your friends in college are not social and or outgoing.
Yeah, I think they are.
You do?
More so than me, yeah.
100%. Oh, then yeah. Why don't you do things with them?
Because they're all so busy.
Okay.
Yeah, we all got, like, pretty packed schedules. I say that, I mean, they have pretty packed schedules. Me, not so much.
You have a schedule. Yeah. I mean, we didn't, like... do anything in high school.
We went to, like, football games. Those were fun. Like, two.
I wish
we, like...
Had senior... Like, we were robbed. Definitely. Yeah, we were robbed.
100%, yeah.
Because sometimes I'm telling my mom, like... Or just, like, even, like, friends and stuff, like, I wish I did this in high school. I wish I was more social. I wish I did it or whatever.
We had half a high school
experience. Yeah. Like, yeah. We were robbed.
And I think I've, like... grown up in a sense where, like, I think I'm more comfortable in maybe my interest and, like, more secure and, like, yeah, this is who I, like, want to be, but it's hard to, like, you know, outwardly portray that, you know?
I understand. Like, explore that in public.
Right.
Like, here's my way of thinking in social scenarios, right? Especially during, like, college, like, if you are an incoming friend, not that anybody else is really listening, but if you're going into college or high school, like, or you move, it is the most refreshing thing. It's, like, nerve-wracking and you're dying inside, but also, like, nobody knows who you are.
That's the issue.
Nobody knows where you've been.
That's the issue.
That freaks you out?
See, what happened is in high school, people knew who I was. They had classes with me. They've, like, essentially been with me for like 5-6 years, so like I felt comfortable like saying hi to people and like
okay having I'm of, the like, opposite
conversations with them. But in college I'm like nobody knows me and like I'm scared to put myself out there because I don't know how you're gonna react.
You don't have a reputation yet though.
I don't think I'm gonna
like,
have one
when you're at orientations. Like literally almost like it's weird to say but like be yourself but don't be yourself. Like
yeah.
Everybody's on this, like, weird fake energy of, oh my god, I'm so nervous, like, I just moved in out of the house for the first time, or, like, this is a new school for me that I, like, especially people who went to school with the same people for 12 right. years. Like, I didn't have that experience, but, right. like, that is wild.
Maybe it's just, like, there was a sense of predictability in high school with these people.
Yeah.
So, like, I felt comfortable in that, and, like, I knew what to expect in college. I'm like, I don't know any of you. You all could be, like, terrifying. And luckily, like, I found a good group of people, but, like, it's, like, still, I don't know. I mean, for, like, and, like, you know the kind of person, like, my math teacher for half of the semester called me Kathy, and I not once corrected her. Like, it's just...
If I was there, you know what I'd been like, her name's Katie. Like,
and, like, I did have a couple of professors I had, like, a good rapport with, but, like, I don't know.
I feel like I need to challenge you with something. Like, on the first
day... You're already, like, making me sweat. I'm like,
oh! On the first day of school, like, just say hi to somebody who sits next to you or something. Like, strike up, like, small
talk.
Problem
is, my class is next semester. I have a friend in every single class, so I will be sitting with them.
Yeah, so, like, invite somebody else to the conversation.
That sounds scary.
You know what else is scarier?
Dying alone?
Yeah, exactly.
When did this turn into, like, a... I feel like this is a...
Therapy session?
No,
Intervention?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, no, I know it's completely valid, but I don't think I've any told ever. I just remember, I'm glad I know what to expect now. I feel like I'll be a little bit more comfortable. Like, I know the area, I know.
Yeah.
The general, so maybe this year. Bless you.
Bless you. Oh my God.
I'm gonna make one goal for myself this semester.
What?
I want to go to at least one hockey game. That's my goal.
Yes, that's a valid goal.
I don't know the hockey players at my college, and I don't know if they're good people, but I want to go to at least one hockey game. One hockey game, please.
But yeah, my roommate and I were talking the other day, shout out Abby, and we were talking, and we were like, think about yourself a year ago. Like, you didn't know any of the people you met in college. Like, mm-hmm. they weren't a part of your lives. Like, the people I've met in college have been, like, an integral part of my lives, mm-hmm. like, this past year.
Right.
And, like, thinking about... We were saying, like, do you think there's gonna be any new characters? And, like, yeah, like, you're gonna meet new people, and, like, yeah. things are gonna happen, and...
That's crazy to think about, though. Like, a year from now, I could be, like, looking back on a time
like from
now.
A year from today, yeah.
And, like, not have known that this person was going to be in my life.
That's all I think about. Like, I'm like, yeah.
So that's kind of, like, hopeful, though, you know?
It is hope.
Hmm. Like, can you think back of the time? Like, I'm thinking back at a time where, like, I didn't know you. That's crazy.
I know. It's wild.
Interesting.
I think back on a time where, like, literally a whole set of other people were, like, my entire
and
life.
And now I don't talk to any
exactly.
of them. And they all kind of were not the best for me. To put it nicely.
Yeah. To put it politically correct. But, yeah. And, like, maybe certain people come back into your life.
I cannot tell you the number of dreams I've had where, like, I've reconnected with some of these people.
Seriously?
I will tell you more about that off the pod.
That's
yes,
wild.
Like, it's a constant dream for me. And what does that say? To get all Sigmund Freud up here. Like,
maybe...
This is, like, our first episode when we try to interpret dreams.
Yes. Wait, so...
Like, often.
Can I get a characteristic of the person?
Both.
Okay, what happened? Like, how did you rekindle?
I don't know, but, like, they're just, like, back in my life, and everything's, like,
whoa.
Okay. I don't know if that means, like, I feel like I didn't get, like,
closure.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
That's wild.
Yeah.
I think about it often, I'm like, high school feels like it's, like, this indescribable feeling of, like, high school feels like a fever dream.
It also feels like a little bit like a safety blanket, almost.
Yeah. And, like, we didn't have a good time in high school, which is, like, weird.
And I think about this, like, that's gonna be us in 4 years. We're gonna be like, I wanna be back in school. Like, I wanna be back in college where things were familiar and okay.
I can't, yeah. Well, things aren't okay, but they're... Hopefully things will... I don't know. I know we're gonna, like, we're independent and, like, good people, and we'll be fine.
Hopefully.
We'll be fine.
Okay.
But, I don't know. I think growing up is realizing, like, adults are just big children.
Nobody knows what's going on.
Nobody knows, yeah.
Yeah. We're all just, like...
hoping, trying our best. Some people...
I was listening to Does Anybody Have a Math Today? And I was like, that pretty resonates with me.
Isn't that wild? Like, you listen to songs you listened to when you were a kid, and it's like, oh. I must say, though, like, I haven't had a connection to music as much as I had this past year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or, like, even these past few months.
Right.
Like, I must say, the summer vacation has been awful. And, like, mm-hmm. the only thing that's, like, really been great is, like, my Spotify premium account.
Yeah, I get so much joy from making playlists. And I've gotten some flack. I have, like, over 80 playlists.
That you've created?
Yeah. And I have a playlist for every mood, every feeling, and that makes me happy. So what if I have over 80 playlists?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a collection.
And, like, I can go back on a time in my life where I listen to that playlist over and over again, and it's, like, a little, like, it's almost like a scrapbook with music.
Yeah, it's crazy, yeah. I know, like, I just, like, I love my private story on Snapchat because, like, in 10 years, I have that memory.
You think you're going to be, like, almost 30 logging onto your Snapchat?
No, but you know what I mean. Yeah. Oh, God, I hope not. That is also one of my least favorite things about dating.
Can we talk about, do you understand this whole, like, be real thing? Because I don't.
Oh, do you want me to explain it to you?
I kind of get the gist of, like, goes off at random times and you have to take a picture. But,
yeah,
like,
that's it. Wait, that's it. What are you talking about?
Be real. That's it. That's it.
That's it. That's why I got it. I realized it was boring and I couldn't do it, so I deleted it.
I feel like that's only fun if you have a lot of friends.
Yes. Or an interesting life. Like, it would just be me in bed all the time.
Oh, or me at work. Same clothes.
Yeah.
From 2 days ago.
Or me at work.
Yeah.
Are we depressed?
I think when I said I was looking forward to getting my wisdom teeth out for the Valium, that was a marker in my life, and I said maybe I should reevaluate.
Have you ever heard of BetterHelp.com? I'm serious. We'll discuss this later.
Another intervention. I feel yeah. like a lot of my life right now is just, we need to talk.
My mom, like, gets on me for, like, napping, and I'm like, it's a nap.
I love napping.
Is it a nap?
I can't nap. I can't sleep anymore.
That's an issue. I'm serious, Katie.
Yeah, probably. Well, maybe this is a good place then.
Yeah.
The pod.
Yeah. Yeah, both of us are safe. We're fine.
Yeah. We're live, laugh.
Loving.
Are we loving? I don't know.
Don't forget to follow our Instagram. Sorry, I don't know if this pod was a bummer or if it was, like, interesting, because I love listening to, like, deep conversations yeah. like this.
This is basically wasn't really deep month, so.
It was, like, 3 feet, not, like, six. It wasn't the shallow end, it was...
6 feet, 2. Okay.
What? okay, follow our Instagram, So Anyway Podcast.
Yeah.
So Anyway Podcast. And next week, we will come back with Big Brother.
I just realized that's named after 1984. Wow, look at us being all educated. Anyway, bye.
Us, I'm...
Okay, well...
Well, Big Brother... Yeah, okay, bye.